KSJD Streaming is sponsored by Osprey PAX, a Montezuma County company since 1990. Osprey PAX, pack your passion, go.
You're listening to the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. With today's academic focus on math and science, theater and drama are sometimes seen as non-essential parts of education, but what theater teaches students can be argued as the most important aspects of leading a healthy, successful life. Confidence and self-esteem are built as students pour their individuality, their heart and soul into a performance, and are literally applauded for their efforts. My guests this morning are from the Montezuma Cortez High School Drama Department, including David Gonzalez-Overton, Kaylee Brinkerhoff, Madison Nielsen, and their program director, Nicholas Sandner. Over the next couple weekends, they will be performing Rabbit Hole, a Pulitzer Prize-winning play that tells the story of a couple dealing with the death of their four-year-old son. Good morning, and thanks for being here, all of you.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Let's start with the students. Just whoever wants to jump in and tell me, why did you guys decide to get involved with theater and drama in the first place?
Well, I've been in theater all 4 years of my high school career, and I started off in improv when my seniors asked me to join, and I loved it. It gave me a sense to break out of my shy little freshman shell, and my first production was The Foreigner my freshman year, and now we're doing Rabbit Hole as a senior, and it's really helped me like grow as a person in a way and kind of helps me be myself in front of a bunch of people I care about very much.
Cool. Who else wants to answer that, Dave?
I came into the department more out of necessity. They were lacking someone backstage, and they needed some help moving tech around, and so I jumped in and I fell in love with it. I loved the tech and I loved the entire department, and I stayed with it last year. I went through everything tech, and then this year I kept going, but I kind of had to juggle sports and drama and kind of balance them. And during the production of Twelfth Night, they lost a couple cast members and they needed someone to fill in for the cast, and they're like, can you be an understudy? And I was like, I can do my best, I guess I can try. So I learned the lines, it's Shakespearean, it melted my brain. But I tried my best and I learned the lines the best I could, and I ended up on the stage and acting, and it really, I had to come out of my comfort zone with it. I'm used to backstage, that's what I loved, because I could help do something beautiful, but I didn't have to be seen directly.
Yeah.
But I loved it nonetheless. I was still a part of it, and people did see me, but I kind of had to get comfortable with it, and it helped me to mature as a person. And so after that, I guess it went all right. And they asked, will you at least audition for Rabbit Hole? And I said no. And then they asked me again. And again, and again, and then I was like, fine, I'll do it, whatever. I'll try it out, and I guess I just ended up with the part of Howie Corbett, the father who had just lost his son.
Okay.
And is kind of coping.
Yeah, so we'll get into that, too, in just a minute. Madison, what about you?
Well, I actually have moved a lot in high school. I've been to 3 different high schools. This is the third, and I'm a senior. And when I moved here last semester of last year as a junior, it's really hard every time you go somewhere new, especially across state borders, to find a new place to go and to fit. And theater kind of took me in, and I found out that I really loved it. And I'd never done anything quite like it before. I've been in choir for a while, which is still performing, but theater's a whole different ballgame. And going into it, the more I've done it and started acting, is just such a great experience, and it's such a good creative outlet and lets like kids emotionally grow so much. And I love it, and it's just a theater family, and it's been awesome for me.
Great. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is the Thursday Morning Zine. This morning we're talking with students from the Montezuma Cortez High School Drama Department. Also joining us is their program director, Nicholas Sandner. And Nicholas, tell me a little bit about the history of the drama department, your involvement with it.
Sure. This is my fourth year directing Montezuma Cortez High School Theater Department. I also teach English at the high school. And I actually got this job very, very last minute. I had a friend of mine who had accepted the job before, but she couldn't get the childcare element figured out. She lived in Durango and she couldn't get it figured out. She just had a kid. And so she called me up in August and said, can I give him your name? And I said, absolutely. I just finished my student teaching and I was looking at subbing for another semester. And so I came in and did the interview and got the job, and I've loved it. It's been a perfect fit. And it's a great program. It's been around for a lot of years. There's a lot of history, and I'm really seeing that even more because of the community and how they step up and say, oh, I was in this play at the school. And so it's fun to see that the community has really supported the high school theater department for a lot of years.
Let's talk a little bit about Rabbit Hole. That's the play that you guys are going to be putting on over the next couple weekends. Nicholas, why don't you just kind of describe the premise of the play, what
sure.
it's about?
It's the story of a husband and a wife who have just recently lost their 4-year-old son to a car accident. He was accidentally hit by a teenage driver. There is no suspicion of foul play. It was an accident completely. And it's all about them trying to cope and them trying to deal with the loss and the mourning process. And there are other family members involved. The mother of Becca is one of the characters. That's Maddie's character. And then the teenage boy comes in too. And then Becca's sister, who has recently discovered she's pregnant. And so all of those things, everybody's trying to deal in different ways, and they're all trying to deal with each other. And it's a very realistic play.
Well, it sounds like kind of dark subject matter, too. It's not something that I would think a high school drama department would be putting on necessarily.
It is dark, but it does have a lot of comedy to it as well.
Okay.
It's not entirely dark and heavy. It's realistic. It's the way real people deal with loss.
Yeah. So. And David, you said that are you playing the father?
I am.
In this? How did you prepare for that role? And that's a pretty heavy role to get into.
Yeah, definitely. When I auditioned, I was actually planning on being the teenage boy. But I guess in my auditions, that's just not what they saw me as. They didn't see me as that. They saw me as a father who was grieving, father who was angry, but didn't know what up. It is really hard to get into this role as a teenage boy. And the best thing to do with that is to think about how it affects other people. How there are real people who have gone through this. It's not like this is some fantasy thing. This is real life. And our producer, Mr. Sandner, has really helped us to understand that. He has friends who are going through this. He's had friends who have gone through it or are going through it now. And just telling us the stories, like telling us about them, really makes you think about what could happen, what has happened. And you have to kind of understand that you're not doing this production for yourself, but you're doing it for those people who aren't understood at the moment, who are going through these really tough things, and you want it to be the best show for them. You want it to be something that they can... It's a sign of respect in my eyes. For me, I'm respecting those people and the hardships that they're going through with my performance, and it's really hard, though.
I bet.
As a teenage boy, I don't see myself fit for it, but
I'm doing my best. Putting you in a different headspace, I'm sure. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, we're talking with folks from the Montezuma Cortez High School Drama Department. They're going to be putting on the play Rabbit Hole over the next couple weekends. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. Back. You're listening to The Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, my guests are from the Montezuma Cortez High School Drama Department, including David Gonzalez Overton, Kaylee Brinkerhoff, Madison Nielsen, and their program director, Nicholas Sandner. And Kaylee, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what your role in the Rabbit Hole is and how you prepared for it.
Well, I play Becca Corbett, and Becca is completely different from me. I'm bubbly and easy to get along with, and Becca's very organized and definitely knows what she's doing, which we differ in, but we're also very similar in the same way, because I honestly feel like Becca would deal with things how I would, in a way, by kind of just like organizing and fiddling with things all the time. But the mindset was completely different because I'm usually the funny one all the time when we do plays. So to be Becca going through this loss and the grieving, it's very different. But I love it because it is widening my performance
abilities. Stretching you out a little bit. Yeah, I'm sure.
But like David mentioned earlier about the our director, Mr. Sanders, shared some stories with us, and it's heartbreaking. So to actually feel the heartbreak kind of helped me get into the mindset of Becca. And I feel for her, so that makes it a little easier because I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, it's probably pretty easy to sympathize with, with that kind of character. Sure.
Yeah.
And Madison, what about you? What's your character? What role are you taking on, and how'd you prepare for it?
I play the role of Nat, Becca's mother. And at first sight, looking at Nat, she's definitely the least, like, deep character. When you, like, think of the way she handles things, she kind of goofs off. She has a lot of comedy aspects. But getting prepared for the part, the more I realize that she's actually just trying to be the ray of light when things are really dark. And she, it's said in the play that she lost her own son 11 years previously. He was a bit older. He was like 31, not 4 years old. But I feel like throughout the play, she's trying to just help her daughter to cope with something that she's been through and try to understand the grief of losing a small child and relate it to herself. And that's the great thing about like acting, is that you get the opportunity to step inside the mindset of other people, and it helps you understand other people more in real life and step out of who you are and your narrow mindset to expand your view to all other people that you'll come in contact with.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because I think that gets into how theater and drama is really contributing to your education. So how is that happening for you? I mean, beyond what you're talking about, how do you feel like this is really rounding out your education? Anybody want to jump in on that?
Well, I'm a senior currently, so I have plans for college, and I plan to major in psychology. And a lot of acting is being able to put yourself in someone else's shoes and having the understanding of where they're coming from and being able to understand so you can perform it better. Like, who is this person? Why do they act this way? What are they thinking during this moment? And I don't know, it's just awesome. And I think that's, theater's the reason why I want to go into psychology.
Yeah, it sounds like it's really kind of building empathy in a lot of ways. David, you want to jump in on that?
More than anything, it's a mindset that it gives me. Theater is definitely difficult. I enjoy it, and the outcome is always definitely worth it, but it is a struggle, and it makes me realize that I can do hard things if I want to. Going on in school, I'm only a junior this year. I still have one more year of high school, and then I have college, but there are a lot of classes that I've been scared to do because of whether it be presentation or if it's just the difficulty of a class and I don't think I'm up to it. It's helped me to realize that I can overcome pretty much anything I put my mind to. I can present in front of people, obviously. It's a mindset that it gives you, and it gives you so much confidence. The theater department as a whole is a family, and we come together, and we are, as families sometimes are, dysfunctional, but at the same time, we support each other, and we give each other confidence, and we give each other comfort, and it's really helped me to learn how to act more socially, formally in front of people, and step into the shoes of other people, and like you said, it does, it really builds empathy.
Yeah.
This play especially has helped me grow a lot in an emotional way.
That sounds like it.
And it does apply to school. It's not there are grade requirements and stuff for it as well. So it shows you that school is still important. You can love theater, you can be all in it, but it's still important to keep up your grades because, well, why not?
Yeah. Madison, what about you? How is this contributing to your education overall?
Well, I think that it's definitely a different experience than the learning environment that a lot of us grow up in, which is very, you know, you're in a classroom, it's textbook, but in different plays, we learn a lot, and it's a hands-on way of learning. and you learn about history doing Shakespeare, there's no other way to like get the experience of understanding Shakespeare than by actually performing it. And suddenly it's a whole new ballgame and you understand it so much better. And just like even with this play, it's set in New York. And we learn a lot of new things, even though it's not that far off from us. I mean, we do live in Cortez, Colorado, and we learn, yeah, what cream caramel is and what the word kitschy means. And I'm pretty sure that he'll never forget the definition of hubris. It's one of his lines.
Yeah.
He has to look it up. And it's just like little things that you collect and learn. And it's more like how you'd learn in life than how you learn in a classroom, but it's just as important and it sticks with you forever. All the little things that you accumulate and learn help you to grow mentally as a person.
Now, Nicholas, you guys are doing the rabbit hole over the next couple weekends, but you've also got some other things coming up in the spring. Talk a little bit more about some of the other productions that
sure.
are coming up.
We've got quite a lot going on, actually. We open up Rabbit Hole, and that plays the 23rd and the 24th, as well as the 30th and the 31st of January at 7 o'clock, and then the 24th and the 30th at 2 o'clock.
And those are all at the
those are all the MCHS Auditorium.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then our improv troupe is going to be doing a show every month. The first show in January is the 28th, and it's at 6:30 at the MCHS Auditorium. It's $2 for admission. And really, really funny, a lot of just high energy improvisation. And then we're looking to do a couple of the improv shows here, actually, at the Sunflower Theater, the
All
new,
right.
new Sunflower Theater. And then we have hired the touring group of the Utah Shakespeare Company to come and do a performance of Macbeth here in Cortez the end of February. It's the 24th. It's a Tuesday. And we would love to pack the auditorium.
Now, does that involve students as well? Are they part of
that? It doesn't.
Okay.
Students will be helping out with a little bit of the tech.
Okay.
They will get a workshop in the process too. But it's a professional troupe that come in. And so mm-hmm. they'll get to see the whole process of a touring show coming in, setting up, and then performing, and then the takedown too.
Yeah. Now, is there a place where folks can get more information about all of these shows?
Yeah, absolutely.
A website or something?
We have a website. It's www.mchsdrama.org. And we try and keep it up to date with lots of great information about everything that we're doing. So
okay,
definitely super. Check that out.
All right. Well, I want to thank you all for coming in this morning. It was really nice talking with you, and break a leg.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
You bet. I'm Tom Yoder. You've been listening to the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. We've been talking this morning with the Montezuma Cortez High School Drama Department. Mm-hmm.